Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Brooke Smith joins me now, part of the series Rediscovering Richmond. And Brooks, lately you've been looking at historic places and spaces, and you brought in a name today that I myself didn't even know. Richmond's Fifth Avenue?
Almost lost to history, but yes, indeed, we did have what many Richmonders affectionately knew as Fifth Avenue, Grace Street downtown. This amazing old commercial strip that has fallen on hard times in recent days. It seems to be in a constant state of revival, never fully consummated, but of course we have Center Stage down there now as a major anchor, and you see a lot of activity and rebirth going on down on Gray Street.
Well, where did it all start?
It's early roots here, this Gray Street downtown portion from 9th Street where the Capitol is all the way up to the first name streets, 9 or 10 blocks west, was among the first annexed areas of the city in 1769, part of this traditional grid pattern of two-acre blocks. And interestingly enough, it started as essentially miniature plantations, these self-contained enclaves of beautiful manor houses and stables and carriage barns and all the trappings of early prosperity in the city. It started to get urbanized in the years leading up to the Civil War, and those enclaves ceded to row houses and churches. One of the interesting artifacts of the neighborhood is that until 1844, it was known simply as G Street. But because of the many churches that populated the block, it was widely considered that Grace got its name from the churches.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. I just assumed it was a person. You know, Broad Street, obvious. Main Street, obvious. So that's interesting, Grace. My earliest memories are of not the residential area you were describing, but business area.
That's right. And so the transformation from residential to commercial and retail started at the turn of the 20th century. In fact, in 1911, the first large-scale commercial building went up, the famous Tallheimer Brothers business office with a first-floor showroom for Sidner and Hundley's furniture company. And over the course of that first decade, the 1910s, a few more commercial buildings went up. The explosion occurred in the Roaring Twenties, like so many parts of Richmond. There were 70 new retail and office buildings that went up on Grace in that decade. Among them, some of the most iconic names in Richmond: Tallheimer's, Miller & Rhodes Department Stores, Barry Burke, Foster Studios, the Hotel John Marshall, and lest I forget, also the Central National Bank Building, which is this imposing 24-story Art Deco skyscraper that is really an exemplar of the movement and the mood of Richmond right on the eve of the Great Depression.
So it's always been an important destination spot.
That's right. And for those early years from the 20s forward, there were so many other things going on in Richmond that made it that much more of a focal point. So you had the streetcars. We had 85 miles of track connecting neighborhoods throughout Richmond. So it was easy for parents and their kids to hop on the streetcars and come downtown and enjoy a matinee or a theater performance, go to the tea room, really spend the day downtown on Broad and Grace and points in between.
I know, Brooks, in your research, you looked through a lot of photographs. Is there the one image of Gray Street that really sticks in your mind?
There is this indelible photograph from the Dementis or the Fosters of the streets along Grace, simply packed with businessmen decked out in their hats and ties and overcoats. And if you just see the image from afar, you wonder what event would have caused everybody to rush the streets of Richmond. And then you can see in the background a scoreboard, and the newsleader during the 1926 World Series put up this huge scoreboard to follow the game, and they even had a mechanical baseball diamond where they would move players around the diamond as they got hits and whatnot. WRVA was a partner in the exercise, and they had these big speakers where they could broadcast via radio the game, a couple-second delay, so you'd see as the counts go, these businessmen just wrapped with attention, standing completely still, and then somebody would get a hit or the Babe would come to the bat, and all of a sudden there would be, you know, hats flung into the air and all manner of celebration. Coincidental, of course, because we're in World Series time, and back then it was the St. Louis Cardinals versus the New York Yankees, and for baseball aficionados, you'll know that the Cards won 4-3.
Brooke Smith, the Rediscovering Richmond, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
No problem.